There's a fundamental question which I think a lot of us have on the first pasuk in this week's parsha, and I heard a very interesting explanation given by Rabbi Tzinlaya Kohn. Lech lecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, lech lecha, get up, go, leave your land, leave your birthland, leave your father's home, and go to the place that I will show you. Now, we know where he was heading. He was heading to Eretz Yisrael. Why doesn't the pasuk tell him, get up and go to Eretz Yisrael? Wouldn't it have been easier to say, go to Eretz Yisrael? And if the point is to get to Eretz Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu could have just done the pasuk in entirely a different fashion. Baal Haaretz, come to Eretz Yisrael, come to my land. It would have included everything in the pasuk, all the things that he had to leave behind. Me'aitzecha, me'melatetcha, me'beis avicha. It would have all been clear. If you're coming to Eretz Yisrael, then you're leaving all that behind. It doesn't have to be stated like that. It's all included. So why is the pasuk phrased in this way? Why is it saying to go to somewhere, and why doesn't it tell us where he's meant to be going to? Why doesn't Hashem, it's not about us, why doesn't Hashem tell him where he's supposed to be going? And it's even more complicated because if you notice the ending of Parshas Noach, it seems that Terach was already on his way to Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk says, Ve'ikach Terach, Terach took Avram his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, who was his grandson, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, who was the wife of Avraham, his son, and he went with them, Ve'etu itam me'ur kastim, they're already leaving Ur kastim, meaning the lech lecha already happened, la'lechas arza Canaan, to go to the land of Canaan, Ve'yavayu ad Haran, but they got only to Haran, Ve'yeshvu sham, and there they lived. So they had already left Ur kastim, and they were on the way, the pasuk says, to go to Eretz Canaan. So what is this Lech Lecha commandment coming at this point to tell us? It seems like this get up and go is repeated often to our avos. Avram is always going somewhere. Ve'yelech l'masa'av. He goes to his journeys. When Hashem promises him land and children who will multiply, he says, Kum hisalech ba'aretz. Get up and walk this land. Before his bris milah, Hashem tells him, Hishalech lefanai v'hayeh samim. Go before me and be pure and be tamim and be whole and be unblemished. However we would translate this word tamim, but I'm focusing on the first part. Hishalech lefanai. Go before me. For a Yid, for a Jew, it's not the destination. It's the journey. A Jew constantly needs to go. A Jew constantly needs to grow. And that going could be difficult. Sometimes it could be even progressively difficult. You're going from your land, you're going from your family, you're going from your father's home. Me'artzecha, mi'moladetcha, u'mi'beis avicha. A goy only has to be decent. He only has to do the right thing. He can continue to stay in the same place and do the right thing. But we always have to be going somewhere. And that's why Hashem says, go, lech lecha, and not bo, come. Because it's about the going. That's what makes us grow. And why doesn't Hashem tell us where he's going? Why doesn't he tell him, lech lecha el Eretz Canaan, continue the journey from your father, it's from where your father had taken you, had brought you to Haran, and come to Eretz Yisrael? So the Medrash says, and the phrasing of the Medrash is Rabbi Yitzchak Pasach. Whenever the word Pasach is used in the Medrash, it's giving us an understanding of the whole topic, giving us a deeper understanding. How? By quoting a different Pasach. And the Pasach that Rabbi Yitzchak is quoting here is a Pasach from Tehillim. Shim'i bas, listen my daughter, Uri'i, and see, v'hati aznech, and prime your ear, turn your ear to hear me, and then v'shikri amech uvesavich, and forget your nation and your father's land, which of course is very resonant of the story of Lech Lecha. It's the same mimoladetcha mibesavicha, and the pasuk is saying that this is what our role is, our mission statement. Listen to me, my daughter. See, hear. And forget what your comfort zone, move out of your comfort zone, and your father's house. And the Medrash continues with and goes back to the story of Avraham Avinu and says, what happens with Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu sees a Bira Dalekas. He sees the capital city of He sees the capital city burning. In other words, he sees a world turn upside down. And he says, is there no ruler here? Who's in charge? Who's in charge of this world? What's going on? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him with the Lech Lecha and says, I am the ruler. No, there is a ruler, and I am the ruler. Shim'i Bas, who is the Bas in this pasuk? The Bas is the Neshama. Our neshama. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling to our neshama and saying, leave the constraints of your guf, Amechu Vesavich, and come and find me. Avraham Avinu sees the whole world burning up, and he was confused. Why is this world burning? Why is Nimrod in control? What's going on with these idols? Why do people think they can serve the idols? Why is there so much confusion? Where is the owner? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the pasuk, the next pasuk in Tehillim continues, "V'yisav haMelech yafiech, the king will desire your beauty, ki hu Adonayach, he is your master. There is a master, v'yishtachav ilei, and our purpose in this world is to find that master, to recognize that master, and to bow to him. And therefore, go to your journey." Lech Lecha is the first time we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Avraham Avinu. It's the revelation. But the beginning of the story, of course, is not the revelation. It's all that we know from the Midrashim. With the Kivshan HaEish, and Avraham either at three or there are different Midrashim saying what his age was, but certainly before Lech Lecha, when he started to teach the Balei Tshuva, the Balei Tshuva that he made, the Nefesh, Asher Asu B'char, and there's a lot more history that's going on before the Lech Lecha. It's when Avraham is asking his question, when he sees the Bira Daleka, when he sees the world burning up, and he says, where's the Master? And this is a question that we continue to ask as our world burns up as well. And every day brings more complications and confusions to our world, where we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is there a ruler to this world? Is there a master? What's going on? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers and he says, the fact that the world is burning doesn't mean that there's no master. Of course there's a master, but there's free choice. And the free choice gives you the ability to show your beauty. That means that we reveal our dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our yofi, our inner beauty, by recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu even as the world is burning. Or even taking that first step and asking the question of, where's the Master? And once we ask the question, Hashem reveals Himself to us so that there should be a purposeful journey, so that we should know where to go. And it's interesting that in the pasuk that's quoted in Tehillim, Shemi Bas, hear, Re'i, see, and then Vahati Aznech, and turn your ear. Well, we've already heard Shemi. Hashem says first hear, then see, and then it seems to say hear again by turning our ear. Why do I need to turn my ear? And the answer is, we need to turn because we need to internalize. Because we can see things and we can hear things, but unless we're actively listening, we're not actually getting the message. The foil to Avraham, the person in our history is always connected and contrasted to Avraham, is Bilam HaRasha. Bilam was a Navi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to Bilam as well. Bilam falls on his face. Bilam realizes that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to him. But what happens afterwards? He gives advice to Balak to have Klal Yisrael fail in immorality, in the area of immorality. You can see, you can hear, and still not be moved. With Avraham, he says, go, hear me, and get up and go, which Avraham does. I am revealing myself to you. When we look at nature, when we look at history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being revealed all the time. Some people, hopefully us, internalize what we are seeing and what we are hearing, but it's an active thing that we have to do to internalize. It's not something that happens passively. What we still didn't answer is, why don't we know where he's going? Why doesn't Hashem tell him at the end of this pasuk? Now we understand why he says lech, go, because the whole thing is the journey, but to where? And the answer is that when a Jew goes, when we have to move in our lives, and not necessarily are we moving physically from one place to another. Sometimes we have to move our job. Sometimes we have to move because a crisis strikes and we find ourselves in a very foreign land, even if we're still at home. There are things that we have to move with. When we are moving, it has to be we're going because we know that Hashem is telling us to go. Not to go because it's going to be pleasant for me, not because it's going to be good, even though it's all that too. Obviously, if Hashem is sending us there, it's for our good. But a Yid goes because he's supposed to go. With Avraham, he needed not to know, especially because they were already on their way to Canaan, especially because he had presumably already done his research on Eretz Yisrael and he wanted to go. The only reason he went was because Hashem told him to go, which is the real expression of love and dedication. I'm only going for one reason. The Beis Yisrael said that he didn't need to come to a certain place. There was really no destination or goal. Obviously, he's ending up in Eretz Yisrael. But the journey wasn't a journey to Eretz Yisrael. It was a journey to a concept, the concept of doing Ratzon Hashem. That's where he was going to. Lech lecha to where? Asher Eka, to the place that I'm telling you to go to. That was the journey. Go to me. Come to me. Come to, go to where I tell you to go to, and then you're already succeeding in your journey. Terach, when he left, he was leaving for a reason. His children were rebels. Haran was killed. Avram was under threat. It's uncomfortable for him to be there. So there's a reason why he was going. And when he hit Haran, he says, okay, life is okay here. I'm managing here. So I settled here. He made it to a certain point. But he didn't need to go further because for him, the journey was about escaping where he was coming from. Hashem says, no, Avraham, I don't want you to settle. I want you to continue to go. I want you to continue to grow. Because this is what it means to be a Yid, to be a Jew. We're always on the move. To move out of our comfort zone. And ultimately, of course, the journey is the tovatcha, ulhana'ascha. The journey is for our good. It's for our benefit. Because it's when we are on this journey that we are revealing our beauty, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should desire that beauty, b'yisav ha-melech yafiech, and that we should recognize, and this is really our life's mission, to recognize the journey of life that we're on, ki hu adonayach v'yishtachavilei, that he is our master. Of course there's a master to this world. Of course there is a ruler to this bira delekes, and it's in our abilities to recognize, by asking that question, to recognize him and ultimately to find him.